This is the Farmer on Fire podcast, and I am your host, Andy Schreck, and today we're on episode 126, Just Trust the Process. You know, I really like this simple phrase that has really been ingrained into my way of thinking for a very long time, and it's a very simple way to just get yourself into a position, guys, where you simply just trust the process. Now, when I mean this, you know, there's a difference between just a head knowledge, which where I was at for a very long time, of this saying of, you know, just trust the process. Life's going to take you where you need to go. God's going to take you where you want to go. But then there's this reality that God will put you in a situation where the only thing you can do is just to trust. And that's the topic I want to talk about today, because this is relevant for what I'm going through right now. And you know, just the reality of you just have to trust. Like you just have to trust. And when I mean just trusting, I mean, you have to put everything you have in your inner being and trust and believe God is going to work you through. Because the reality is, these trials that we go through, it's meant to bring us closer to God. It's meant to bring us closer to Him. And it's meant to refine you into a better person. Simply put, just a better person. Right now, if you're a person who's very negative and very harsh, very just, you know, not, can't see the brightness in anything, like God is going to most likely put a situation in your life where, you know, he may make things very difficult for you to find some gratitude in your life. Like for me, for a very long time, I was just very discontent. I was very upset that God put me into this situation financially, 600 grand in debt, and just angry. I was so mad. I was so mad at God that how could you do this to me? How could you put me through this fire? How could you put me through this pain? And all it was this victim bullcrap that got me absolutely nowhere in life, because I chose to look at the victimness instead of saying, you know what? There's a reason for this. Like, I truly had to get to the point on my knees at the end of the day saying, God, I trust that you're doing something here. You have to get to your place in your heart, though, where you truly believe that. And that's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you gossip. It's going to cost you alcohol. It's going to cost you your control. See, the reality is, when you drink, the reason I drank so much when I was in my late teens and early 20s, the reality is I didn't know how to deal with the crap I was dealing with. I was dealing with a lot of insecurities around having a voice and having a conviction within myself, having really certainty within myself. You know, I found myself again back on the family operation and not really having a voice for what it is I wanted to do, and mostly just doing my actions out of anger, just out of spite. Right now, and I look back at it now and I can't believe how arrogant, how much of a jerk I was really to not only my dad, but my family. And at that time, I had so much pain. I had so much resentment towards my dad that I've acted this entitled little brat, honestly, like entitled little brat to get the things that I wanted, you know, machinery use and just the attention at the end of the day. Now, God put me through a very difficult challenge and a process that meant to refine me and to grow me away from my own understanding and into a path where I literally couldn't see what was in front of me. It's not until we get into a path and we can't see what's in front of us that we truly are living in faith. Like, you can say you have faith. You can say you believe in God. You have this abundance of faith. But my friend, the reality is, and the truth is, faith is real when you have nothing, when you realize you have nothing to rely on. If you're have a couple hundred grand in the bank and life is good, things are going really well, it's very easy to say you have faith in God and that you have strong faith, that faith is what got you here. It's then when the storm comes and the trial comes and you begin to lose everything is when your faith is tested. And my encouragement for you is to see that this is a good, like it's a good thing for you to be tested time and time again, because it strengthens your faith and it allows God to pour into you to do the work that He has prepared for you. And in order for us to get to that next level, to get to that place of service, God is going to strip you of a lot of really hard things, or prune you from a lot of things that were comfortable for a very long time. But now it's time for you to continue on and to continue on your process and your journey. So if you find yourself right now listening and you're like, man, I'm just being stripped clean of my financial certainty. Mother Nate, you know, it's rained just nonstop and craps. I don't know how I'm going to make it to the end this year. I don't know how I'm going to make it 5 years from now. So those stories that are coming up, I'm going to challenge you, and you're going to hear this and listen to this, and you're going to, you know, say, what in the heck are you talking about? But hear me through on this, is because we're beginning to realize that we are not in control of this thing at the end of the day. We are not in control of our lives. We are not in control of, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to happen 5-10 years from now. We can't control. You can't control your wife. You can't control people. Now we can have an influence on people by our behaviors and our patterns and how we treat others. But ultimately, you have to realize that you don't have control. This is going to be a very hard thing for you, especially if you have success and you're struggling right now. You're going to have to realize that, man, there is something else going on inside of me that I have to surrender. You're being searched and you're being investigated in, and it's God inside of you doing things to help you realize that you have to turn your self-righteousness over to Him. You have to begin to trust and see what He's doing. And that's part of trusting the process. Just like as it talks about in Job, right? When Job was literally stripped, he pretty much ruled the kingdom in the land and the cattle and the family. He had all those things, and yet he was stripped away from everything and ended up with nothing. But yet during that time, that trial, he still remained faithful in God. And what did God do in the end? He gave him everything back. And the point for that was to literally prove, to say, a man's faithfulness and his trust in the process, the trust of what God is doing, is going to be fruitful in the end. It's always going to be fruitful. And that's exactly what I'm going through right now. There's been things that have happened to me where I never could imagine God was going to bless me with that opportunity, bless me with that, you know, income. And all of a sudden you realize, man, all I had to do was just put my full surrender and full faith inside of God, and He's going to provide all the day long. All my anxiousness, all my anxiety, all the doubt that I have, it's just a temporary feeling. And so in Farmer on Fire, right, it's getting you in front of a mirror. What we're doing here, guys, is literally getting you in front of a mirror to help you recognize the things you can't see, the blindness that you have right now. You and I have blind spots. But the first process, right, for you coming into this is to recognize that you have an area you can't see, whether it's a financial area or a personal area, but you have something that's blinding you and not seeing the reality. And it's causing this stagnation, and it's causing this place for you to continually to stay stuck in the same behavior pattern over and over and over again. And you're looking to break out of this. The whole reality of this, my friend, is to help you get out of this cycle and into the path that God has for you by getting you out and going through that deep, dark crap, that shit that you don't want to deal with, but helping you see that you must go through this and see it for you to get the results, for you to go to where you're wanting to go. And that's part of trusting the process. Every man has to go through and walk this journey. And, you know, as we get closer to our live event here next month, and if you haven't yet, seen what we're doing there and what's possible for you, please check it out as we be sharing that link with you, my friend, because it's the reality for farmers and ranchers in these small communities, right? I'm in one as well, but I'm a part of networks and people that help me see things from a different reality. Because if I get stuck to the people that are talking, you know, just surface level bull crap, and I stay around that for a long time, I'm going to become just like that. So I have to check myself and make sure I'm surrounded by those that are challenging me and who are also testing me to make sure, hey, I'm playing the highest level that I can, because it's very easy to fall back into things in ways that we've been taught and trained in the past that are familiar. And again, there's a process that God is working you through. So that's my encouragement today. As you find yourself in a tractor, in a combine, not in a combine, we're in spring, but in a planter, hopefully not working around any wet spots. You're, you know, finding some dry ground. Because guys, we're like stressed to the max, as you can probably realize the Midwest up here, and it's getting to be prolonged. But again, this is exactly what we're preaching today. Living through this myself is trusting the process. You have to stay inside this process and stay in this, because the moment you quit is the moment you don't get the fruit. So that's the thing I want to leave you with, is to consider, is that when you plant the seed, is that there does come a harvest. The thing is that you have to wait. You have to wait some months. You have to wait some time before the fruit comes, just like we do here. We plant in April, May, and we don't get out there back until September, October, November to get that crop out. That's the same thing for our lives. So I want to leave you that with you today, my friend. And the question I want to leave you with is, where in your world right now, where are you seeing that you are not being patient, and then you are trying to rush the process? And what does it look like for you to begin to recognize that you are in the process, and to remain still, to remain meek, to remain diligent, and to persevere through this, because there is fruit coming. So my friend, we're going to wrap this episode up, and we'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Farmer on Fire podcast.